puss puss. His name is
Grab him right in the kitty.
Grab him right in the kitty. All right.
Meow.
Who's doing the intro?
Meow.
Or was that the intro?
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level.
Hey, board op, you don't have to turn. Let's do some like training of the board op right here on the show. Let's just stop the show. You don't need to turn the bed music completely out when we're still doing the intro. It feels like we hit a damn brick wall. Bring it back up. No, it's over. But please, seriously, like whoever the board op is, I will
flip
through
Flipper
the radio.
Died so you could have that music.
Yeah, that's bottom. You know, but
wait,
the money will roll right in.
Is Flipper what? The second hour? The
Flipper is none of the music on here. The music's all me. So
for some reason, I thought Flipper did one of the songs on here. I don't know why.
No,
but
they'd want money.
That notwithstanding,
they're junkie. Well,
the Freedom Fiends is covered by a Bipcot, no government license. You could learn more.
A Beefcot.
A beef cot.
I'm going to start issuing beef cots for Flipper people rules. Who want a beef. We got so much beef tonight.
You can learn more at flipperrules.com.
You know, I know so many people that had been ripped off, like when they were roommates with different members of Flipper. I actually was going to make a website at some point that I never did, but I was going to make a website called like flipperrippedmeoff.com and like collect stories from people. Because I know like 10 people, and I'm sure there's more, who were like roommates with or friends with or something, and someone in Flipper stole their stuff to buy junk. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So, I'm Michael Dean.
Can't even trust a junkie anymore.
I know. Say hi, Jim. Jesus.
What's the world coming to? Hey, yeah. How's it going?
Good. Yeah. Worms.
I have an internets.
You have an internets. We got Angela Keaton. Are you there, Angela?
Yes.
Are you grabbing life by the kitty's tail?
I eat life.
That's not funny. All right. So I'll just say it right now. I hate that I'm going to do this. I'm about to do something I've never done, which is issue a statement that pretty much every other person that I don't like, left and right, has issued. I'm going to say what Trump did is not cool.
And I thought you were going to say alongside night is good.
No. It's still
that would be a shocking revelation.
It's still bad. But so and these like rapey apologists are, you know, like this thing's going around of like it's come down to like, you know, this election is who's less rapey. Like, you know, Donald Trump's like, here's the thing. What Donald Trump said wasn't dude talk. I know dude talk. I've had dude talk. And you, sir, are no dude talk. Dude talk is, yeah, man, I love to blank my girl or my girls, right? You know, my many girlfriends, right in the whatever Trump said. That's dude talk. That's crude, but it's not unacceptable. Dudes do it. I do it. Angela does it.
Young
come on, Angela.
That's a very bold statement.
Oh, you were the person that said you were going to give out handies for Ron Paul and got kicked out of the Libertarian
that
Party.
You're creating a bigger legend, but it wasn't quite like that.
Is that a bad thing for like, you know, someone with a big reputation?
It was part of that long statement of issues or preface beefs, face beefs. The Libertarian National Committee.
Back when we used to have to send each other faxes to beef with each other. When I
my long distance bill's through the roof because of a fax beef I was having.
Angela was still such an OG libertarian. She was beefing over carrier pigeons. No, okay, so. There's that lady.
They don't need roads.
Telegram.
You're going to give us beef cuts? No, beef
cut cuts? Licenses. All right, so what Trump said is not dude
you
talk.
You are stupid. Stop. It's,
Trump, what you are stupid. Stop. You have to do it in the old-timey voice. Do it, Jim. That's it.
Please stop sending me telegrams. Stop. You are an idiot. Stop. May I have a tip?
You, sir, are not a gentleman.
What have you ever done for liberty? Stop.
Yeah. So what Trump said wasn't, yeah, I like to be my G in the A or whatever. You know, that's dude talk.
That's a dude reading alphabet soup.
Yeah, yeah. What Trump said is basically, I like to sexually assault strangers. You know, that's different. That's not dude talk. Dude talk, I got no problem with. You know, a lot of people have a problem with dude talk.
Yeah, but dude talk is talking about sexually assaulting your friends.
That is sexually assault you, and it's all a big love fest, and it's mutual.
Okay, I can't comment here. I'm going to just kind of like sit this whole conversation out, because for about 3 years,
you're a virgin.
From maybe 2012 to 2015, I would play this game where whenever I saw an Asian cop, particularly if he was a larger Asian cop, and I know it's ridiculous to think that a policeman might become overweight, but go with me. Every time I would
on our
see
donuts and our dime.
Every time I, a sumo sexual, would see a fat Asian cop, I would walk up to him and say the lewdest thing possible, making it very clear that I wanted him to frisk me. And it was way worse than what was in the Trump video, what I used to like say to like Officer Kim and Officer Park.
Thank you for your service, Steve. And, you know, yeah. I really wish that if Derek J does a sequel to Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, a great movie, you should all go Google right now and watch
the sequel of his Derek show. J's victim filled crime spree.
He should. Yeah, Derek J becomes a serial murderer. No, I think Derek J should do a thing where he just gets arrested a bunch, and when the cops are throwing him to the ground or frisking him or touching him or anything, I think he should just be saying, bad touch, I don't know you. I think that'd be hilarious. I would love it. I'd pay to see that in theaters.
That's
I haven't paid
purse.
To see anything in a theater in 20 years. All right, so. Yeah, so Trump is rapey, and Hillary's rapey. Hillary said something like, you know, she's a rape apologist. She's like, well, if I had my husband's accuser,
Paul Jones is one of them.
You mean Juanita Broderick?
Oh, which one?
All of them. Okay. Okay. I think Paula Jones was, I was thinking that was the black lady from the new Ghostbusters. No, I can't keep track of all these social justice beefs. So no, but yeah, Hillary, who is an attorney and was a practicing attorney, you know, 182 years ago, when Jefferson was president, Thomas Jefferson, she was the undersecretary back then. That was her first job.
She might have been the 16th president, because I could tell you who wasn't.
Yeah. Lincoln. So, but she said that if she, what did she say exactly? So like, if I had Paula Jones on, I'd destroy her in cross-examination or something. Wasn't something like that?
Which seems like overcompensating.
I would rape her with words on the stand.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I would annihilate her.
I think it was crucified.
Crucified.
Yeah, there you go. So it's rapey guy. Won't quite call him a rapist, but I'll call him rape adjacent Trump. So rape adjacent guy versus I will skewer women who say my husband raped them.
Yeah.
When he seems kind of rapey too.
That's what our lecture comes down to. What do you think is the worst thing? Actual rape or defensive rape and like haranguing of abusers?
Yeah. So what is 2020 gonna be? A child molester versus Austin Peterson?
And a child pornographer.
No, Kokesh.
They're not going to let Austin Peterson into the debates because he's a big duty head.
We're not calling Austin Peterson or Kokesh child molesters. No. We're saying the race is going to be, you know, if it's going to be ramped up, it's going to be a child molester versus Austin Peterson and Kokesh.
I think if you do have Peterson versus Kokesh, the central issue is not going to be the NAP this year or like who's going to bake the cake. The central issue at the libertarian debate is, are you the greatest human being ever to live? With every candidate taking a firm yes position. Yep.
Who's the calling president in Idiocracy? I think that's going to be 2020. A couple of those guys.
I don't remember his name.
Macho Camacho.
I'm doing it.
Macho, yeah, Camacho. President yeah, Camacho. I think it's going to be an illiterate wrestler that shoots off machine guns.
He's also a
porn star. His name's Donald Trump. He's in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well, there's a midget porn star named Donald Stump, isn't there?
There is now.
Yeah. I know. Eight guys are rushing to trademark that. What?
There is a Donald Trump parody porn. I mean, there's parody porn of everything.
I don't care. I don't
Mike
think
Pants.
About that. Mike Pants. All right, so I think we're done with this. You can do the debate later after I fall asleep, Jim. But so in 2 minutes or less, show me on the doll, Jim Jesus, where Shulman touched you this week. I do want to say I've had him blocked. I didn't think about him, but I went and looked in my trash folder because I was missing some email that someone had sent me, and there were like 9 emails from him in there. I blocked him 2 weeks ago, and I forgot.
Creepy ex.
Yes, and they're long, and they're like, you know.
Of course they are.
Yeah. I didn't read them. I just deleted them all unread. So there.
Oh, man, he's listening to this, and that is going to trigger his timbers, and he's going to send you an even longer email that you're not going to read.
I know.
Things going to snowball.
He offered to send me like a DVD Blu-ray combo pack of Alongside Night, and I know
I would say get it and sell it, but nobody would buy it.
Well, okay, here's a question, though, Jim. Do you have any furniture that's unstable that might need something that is
to hold it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those sugar packets aren't holding up anymore. So anyways,
could you perhaps make a mobile from the discs inside?
But he offered it to me, and it was like 3 months old by the time I found it in my missing instant messages on Facebook, you know, because if they're not
Davi and I did a show one time 3 years ago where like I didn't know that existed, and he told me about it, and I like looked at it on air and started reading them on air, and it was like 50 messages from people I've never heard of yelling at me for something I said on the air. It was funny.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I made a review of Alongside Night, and it was pretty clever myself. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn, but my review was, if Man was the hand of fate and Battlefield Earth had a bastard love child, and Mrs. Earth drank every night of her pregnancy to have a miscarriage, but failed, giving birth to a mutant boy with fetal alcohol syndrome, and she locked it in the basement so no one knew of the hideous freak that only that existed, only to survive on leftover pizza crust and dry ingredients from Hamburger Helper until it escaped and fell in love with after last season, only to be rejected in disgust, forcing it to move into a dingy, lonely life in Pahrump.
We're out.
That mutant would be Alongside
you
Night.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Excuse me? You have kettle food? What, Jim?
I have kettle food.
It's a flute where you whistle when you're done with it.
Peto? Exactly. I hope that's a T, not a D. What is peto flu?
Keto. K-E-T-O flu.
Oh, like, your kidneys are shutting down?
No.
No. What?
No, keto flu is a ketogenic diet. Like when you do a ketogenic diet, you go through a flu, and it turns your body's fueling from glucose to ketones, which are
fats. Which can shut down your organs, can't it?
I don't think so. You should do labs before you do it, but I didn't do it. So
I was getting my allergy shot today, and one of the nurses, this is Casper for you. Like, there should be a punk rock compilation called This Is Casper, Not DC. But remember there was This Is Boston, Not LA? That was one? Okay, so you didn't get that. All right, so one of the nurses had duct tape, like a 2x2 square of it, on the back of her forearm, underarm. And I'm like, you know you have duct tape in the back of your arm. And she said, is it a homemade nicotine patch? And she said, no, to get rid of warts. And I was like, what do you put under it? And she's like, nothing. And duct tape has salicylic acid in it and dissolves warts. And I'm like, what century am I living in that medical professional? Maybe it works. I don't know. You guys ever heard of this?
No.
No.
It's probably great, but It was weird.
But anyways, I should just point out, because I was doing my review and we kind of bumped out into music, what happened
with
Janiel Shulman.
Yeah.
So I did that review, which is basically the long and short of it is, alongside Night, it's a mutant freak boy that not even after last season, it could possibly could love it, which is one of, regarded as the worst movie of all time. And he posted on Twitter along with the screenshot of it, say that he really appreciated my review, and you know, because it's an artistic troll, and I thought that was fair. That's about right.
Everybody with an opinion contrary to his is a troll.
That's weird. Yeah, it is. He doesn't know what troll is, but
he does.
It's not trolling. Yeah,
he did tell
it's
me that
trolly, though.
That he was trolling before. He was. What was it? He was like, people were trolling me before the internet, and like he listed it. Like a series of, you know, like in newspapers, in magazines, on radio, you know, and I don't think it's like faxes.
You've heard his work criticized in print. You've heard his work criticized on the radio. You've heard what a piece of crap his movie was.
That's what I think. It's like, you know, I think he's basically, like, I read that as, hey, people said I sucked before the internet, but he thinks it's trolling. Yeah. So anyway, humans. So we have another troll. Are you done with this troll, Jim? For now,
I'm done with most trolls. Most.
Okay.
Not all.
So this guy Matthew Bernstein. I read something.
I'm not down with this one.
What's that?
I'm not down with this one.
Okay. This guy wrote The Fiends. Like random, like just to The Fiends and to Free Talk Live to Mark, like, and Mark Edge and I answered it. And like, basically he wants to get libertarian married instead of state married. And he's like, he heard somebody on LRN. It could have been anybody, really. It could have been any of like 15 or 20 shows, but he heard someone on LRN. He swears it's one of our or both our shows or something. And he's like, you shouldn't, you know, he said, where do I get a libertarian marriage contract template? That was the question. And, you know, The Fiends and Mark Edge were like, you know, well, one of our admins answered it and said, I don't know. And his next statement was, well, then you shouldn't talk about things you don't know about on the radio. He's talking to a guy who's not even on this show. It's a web admin for our Facebook page. And he basically did the same thing to Mark Edge. I told him to get a BIPCOT license. I said, go to BIPCOT.org, because there are libertarian marriage, kind of jokey, but, you know, probably as good as anything, any libertarian lawyer like Angela Keaton, who, you know, went to law school but isn't a practicing attorney, could write.
The one you made me for, Steve Miller and unnamed Jersey Grinder Sumo,
I think
is definitely legally binding.
The best. Yeah, I like that one the best. But and he's like been screaming on social media about how, like, you know, here's this one. He said, I'm really starting to develop a disdain for these libertarian authoritative voices like Freedom Fiends and Free Talk Live. When I ask them questions about private marriage contracts, they have no idea how that would work. Libertarians are all talk and no action. They don't build communities. Free Talk Live build actual communities. So they've moved people to New Hampshire.
People.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, they do complain a lot. And he says, and all you people complaining about masochist Donald Trump and feminist Hillary Clinton, F you could have had Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul. You blew it. Now suffer graciously and quietly. I don't want to hear any more of your whining. When he's coming to us and whining, and he's turning on his radio and hearing us, quote unquote, whining, people are insane.
That.
Okay,
Ron Paul was one vote short in Kensington. That's how it works.
He could have been the president of Kensington.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Yeah.
So what was his name again? What's our troll's name?
Our troll's name is Matthew Bernstein. It's Matthew with one T, B-U-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. If you want to look him up on Facebeef, he's, I kind of cut him a break, because I looked at his Facebeef, and if there's a bunch of Matthew Bernsteins. He's the one that has a lot of mutual friends with anyone listening to this show, and his promo picture or his avatar picture is him holding a really cute little puppy dog, and I read like his dog just died recently, so I'm cutting. When I've had a pet die, I'm kind of prickly to my friends, but not, I don't reach out to several strangers and start yelling at them and tilting their windmills. So people,
start
humans,
tilting their windmills.
So here's the thing: like his problem is with marriage, private marriage contracts. That's his issue. He thinks.
Oh, Jim's gonna should like tell the guy how he can do it now, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Go ahead, do it.
Sort of. So he.
I think you should just go to bipcot.org and get the
that's the short version,
short term, short duration, renewable. Cohabitation license. There's one for gays and one for straights, you know, and there's one for sumo sexuals that meet people on Grindr, like Steve.
Go ahead. Yeah, but are there for any other kins? Because this is clearly triggering me right now that you would not have that for those people or hermaphrodites. Yeah, I'm gonna have to report you on Twitter. Anyways, so. The what he was doing was he didn't like the idea of private marriage contracts, and he thinks the state should do it. So when he's quote unquote asking people about it, getting people to answer questions about how it'll work, he's not really doing that. He's saying, here today, where does this contract exist? This contract that would exist in a stateless society, why doesn't it exist now? Well, it's because we don't live in that world. So he's not actually. When he's saying that, I've been asking these people tough questions. He's not really asking tough questions. He's asking like a theoretical question, you know, as if it applies today. That's not the case. And yeah, he's a bit of an idiot. So I don't care if his dog died. He's an idiot for doing this. Yeah. But
I don't. That's going to be out of context scenes tomorrow. I don't care if his dog died. He is an idiot. Unquote, out of context.
I want that and, on a shirt.
You know, there was an Angela. There was an Angela thing that I hope got taped by the board ops or somebody. So when she runs for president, I can sell it for $5 million. I'll just say what it was.
It's worth 50 grand at most.
We were talking about Trump during the break, and somebody said something about like, no, that would be really rapey. Rapey radio, and Angela said, that's the best kind. But I am glad. I really do have respect for Angela, and I like that you went off air to do bong hits this time. It's a lot better than doing them on air. Thank you. Silence.
Yeah, she get a vaporizer. You should really. No, she's muting because she's taking a bong rip right now.
What?
Am I right?
She's taking a bong break. Yeah.
I'm just sitting and enjoying how you tore up a dead puppy guy.
We got to talk about the elephant in the room. The skinny 6 foot tall blonde elephant in the room. I thought Angela wasn't returning my emails this week because. When someone posted that interview with evil Stefan Molyneux and weird, twitty, Republican, skinny, tall, horse-faced elephant Ann Coulter. So when Ann Coulter is screaming on Fox News, she sounds horrible. But when Ann Coulter is talking to a kindred, you know, spirit, twin soul of different mothers like Stefan Molyneux, she sounds mellower and like not harsh, but kind of scratchy, kind of sexy. She sounds a lot like Angela Keaton. And I tweeted that. Angela, is that going to interfere with our friendship that I tweeted that?
Not any more than anyone defending Eric Clapton would.
I don't defend Eric Clapton. He's a racist wiener who probably pushed his kid out the window to write that hit song and have a comeback. Ooh! Actually, though...
Hot take.
He didn't write that song. I was kidding about that. He didn't write that song, I think, and I think it was written before his kid fell out the window. I think his kid fell out the window, and he found that song and purchased it and, you know, wrote, like, I think he has a co-writing credit because he wrote a couple words in it, and that's what I think. my opinion entirely, maybe allegedly. So, but okay. So, and does Angela, do you hear it when Ann Coulter's not screechy and she's laid back? Do you think you have any similarity in your voice?
The last Ann Coulter voice I heard was the one for the Rob Lowe.
Oh,
punch?
Yeah.
Roast?
Yeah, the roast. Beef. They were horrible. The only one I've heard that was worse was there was one that Courtney Love was on, and I don't remember if it was a roast of her or she was helping roast
it
someone
was
else.
The Courtney Love roast. Yeah.
Okay, but it was Greg Giraldo said Courtney Love, her husband looks better than her, and he's been dead for 6 years or something like that. That was about the worst thing I've ever heard, and I generally like Greg Giraldo, but yeah, some of that stuff they said about Ann Coulter was really evil. But yeah, so Angela, is that a yes, no, or maybe, or you don't hear it?
All deep women with deep voices probably sound the same to most men.
All deep throated women sound the same to men.
Pretty much. I don't think. Okay. I could be anyone. I'm fungible.
Just that's like a Nixon reference. Wait, sumo what?
Just like the sumo sexual marriage license where it's fungible for the other spouse. You can just stick somebody in, keep rotating them in and out. It's fungible. You know, it's one sexy college radio female voice is the same as the next. They're all the same.
I actually heard a funny defense that I think was wrong. I think what you said may be kind of accurate, sort of maybe. But there's this female co-host on Free Talk Live who's, I think she'd make a great blogger. Let's put it that way. She has the most jarring, grating voice. Like, really, I can't stand it. And
what
I'm
part
not alone.
Is she from?
And somebody posted that on the Free Talk Live closed group, and you know, a bunch of people were arguing about like, yes, get rid of her, please. And you know, Ian had a good point. He said, if I got rid of every host that somebody doesn't like, we'd have 3 hours of dead air 7 nights a week. But yeah, she's really harsh. And like somebody said, oh, it's just you middle-aged men. There's something innate that you don't like the sound of younger women's voices, and that ain't it. That ain't it at all. Yeah, because you know there are younger women's voices that you know. I like MK Lord's voice. She's younger than that lady. And anyway, that's not true. I don't agree with that. But what were we talking about? We're talking about trolls. So our troll. We have a troll, Matthew Broderick. What's his name? Schulman?
No, Matthew Broderick.
Bernstein. Matthew Bernstein. So, are we done with him? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff we can read.
Yeah, it's just
let me read what he said to Mark Edge. Your show is a joke.
Than his dog ever will again.
Oh, and also this guy is like bragging that he's the people should listen to him because he's the like the Austin area secretary of the Republican Liberty Caucus. I was the state chair for Wyoming. I had a whole I was like three levels higher and had the whole state. I was the libertarian emperor of Wyoming. And, you know, Dave Nail was and still is the head of it. And he was actually criticizing this guy on this thread saying like, yeah, Matthew Bernstein can be like this. That's, you know, it's how he is. He's being the best Matthew Bernstein he can be. And I said, to Matthew Bernstein, I know Dave Nail. I worked with Dave Nail, and you, sir, are no Dave Nail.
Yes.
But what Matthew Bernstein said to Mark was Mark Edge was about Free Talk Live was your show is a joke, and this isn't like after 20 posts back and forth screaming. This is like it's the third thing he said to Mark. Your show is a joke. You are not educated. You are just a group of people voicing dissent about processes you are too lazy to change.
What? Free Talk Live? They're probably more busy.
Free Talk Live, especially Ian and Mark. Okay, Mark is a volunteer fireman, all right? That is more putting your money where your liberty mouth is, risking your life doing that, than like being the secretary of the Austin area Republican Liberty Caucus.
Do you know how many minutes I took?
Oh, were you one? Oh, him. That's him talking. Angela, you know about the RLC. Did you know I was the Wyoming chair for a year?
I've learned. There's so much embarrassing tonight. I've learned about all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you think about the RLC? You've run into them.
run over them.
You know Dave Nail. You've worked with Dave Nail. And Michael Dean, you are no Dave Nail.
I can't believe we've gone from rape culture down to talking about minor officers in small towns in the RLC.
In a small organization that, like, you know,
no one in libertarian movement. I'm sorry, I can't. My professional capacity, we love everyone.
I'll say it.
RLC.
Nobody in the libertarian movement takes them seriously except themselves.
Yeah.
Is that if all that's not 15 what you were going to say? All 15. Hey, you know how you get to be the secretary of the Austin area RLC? You show up more than once in a row. Yeah.
You actually had a place to host our events and no one showed up. Well, I guess you're it.
Yeah, Bill Wyman got in the Rolling Stones because he had a PA system. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he married his 14-year-old daughter, didn't he? And then left the band.
I really wonder if he thinks he's so famous that he can just walk up to women and kiss them or grab them by the kitties or
whatever. Who, Matthew Bernstein?
Yeah, I wonder if he thinks he's
grab their
famous.
Kitties. Yeah. Don't touch my kitty. Don't tread on my kitty.
Yeah. That's where Angela. He thinks he is.
Yeah, there's
moment.
A new low.
I am the king. Yeah, I am the king of my area in libertarianism. He's like, wait, what's the RNC again? Oh, yeah.
Republican Liberty Caucus.
I remember that.
RNC is a giant organization that runs the world with another organization
RLC,
secretly.
Excuse me.
No, the RLC is like...
Dexia, yeah, not I'm.
I think Austin Peterson has more people on his mailing list than the RLC. I like the RLC. As people, you know, I like Dave Dale. He's cool. He designed a font.
Patreon
supporters. He designed a font that was used on the Avatar movie poster. He's cool. I haven't done that, but
They're human beings.
My problem with the RLC, other than that they're trying to still change things through voting, is that they will back people who are so not libertarian just to back the lesser of eight bad evils in a given geographic area. Ugh. Horrible. Horrible. And, you know, Matthew Bernstein should know the RLC does not back people for president. He's saying he's like saying, I am the RLC, and here's who you should vote for. And you're a Richard. That's not good for the RLC in any way. I'd censor him like the Libertarian Party did. Libertarian Party's bigger than the RLC.
To Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPstrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Hello? Someone kick him.
Yeah.
Poke him with
a
stick.
Do something funny.
Anyways.
What?
Jim exacerbated.
Oh, it's alive.
By Jesus.
It's alive.
Oh, my God.
So my new cats, our cats now are Bob the Cat, Beastie Boy Dean, and Bipcat. And the bands I was in were Bomb, The Beef People, and Baby Opaque. I'm a B-boy.
Yeah.
All right. Are you in your B-boy stance?
There's three cats now?
Yeah. One's a kitten. Bob's a kitten. You know, Bob was sick when we got him from the... he didn't look sick until we got him home. I think that the animal shelter here, you know, the City Pound, might, like, give them really low doses of codeine cat syrup or something, so they're, like, mellow and adoptable and don't look sick, and then you get home and it wears off, and you have to take him to the vet the next day and get antibiotics. So he's been on them 5 days, and he's, like, miraculously recovering and turning into this wonderful little beast, but... I'm keeping track of what time I dose him. So I wrote down dosed Bob cat, but I kind of wrote it. It looks like I said dosed with the Bob cat. Like I'm talking about giving antibiotics to my kitten, our kitten, but can you imagine like someone just coming in and seeing my notes? Like, okay, I dosed the Bob cat at 10 o'clock. I don't think I'd want a tripping bobcat.
Dosing the bobcat sounds like slang for something.
It does. It sounds like slang for something there'd be an app for that would end in "er" with the E missing. Yeah.
Growler.
Still waiting for that Grindr app. That guy really does have a stupid face, and I want to punch him.
Oh. What was the app called?
Rumbler. Sorry, not Grindr.
Rumbler. Sorry. Yeah. I was like, Grindr app, you could just go find that right now and before the end of the show be sumoing it up.
See, I don't play with these apps. So
yeah.
It's all
Twitter. You play with Twitter.
Well, no, they added the E in, and that's when I was like, okay, I can handle this.
Yeah, they used to not have the E, huh? Did they not have the E when they started?
Yeah, they started that whole thing, and then I think they did, but then they kind of were like, nah, we're going to buy...
No, Friendster did. No, Friendster had the E, though.
Yeah, Friendster.
Friendster was before MySpace. That's but how
Friendster
old
was a Friendster was a take on Napster. Now, who's gonna do the 6 degrees over to AOL Instant Messenger?
Okay, you nailed it. And Napster was named after the kid's nickname who made it when he was a kid because he had kinky hair. Yeah, and they called him Nappy and Napster. Do you know that?
I thought the Italian job was an accurate representation of life, and he took
no. Nap and was but I've divined where Nirvana got their sound from. It was the Melvins. Everyone knows that. But it was also Flipper, and it was also Fang. I can't believe I never nailed Fang as the influence, because like I was on the same label. Fang.
I thought that was going to go in a very different direction.
I know Fang, and you, sir, are no Sammy Town who murdered his girlfriend and only served 6 years in prison.
No, it was something about nailing. Fang. It was something about nailing. I thought that was going to go very different, but anyways.
No. Anyways, okay. Yeah, like Fang put a record out in 1980 that sounds like Nirvana, who started in 1987. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Yep. Huh. I knew Tom Flynn, the guitarist who invented that song. I worked with Tom Flynn. And you, Matthew Bernstein, are no Tom Flynn from Boner Records. Oh, Angela, did you see the name of the show last night? It was in your honor.
No, I did not.
It was called Them Fiend Boners Be Poppin'.
That sounds like a classic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because there was a Boner Records compilation that had Fang with Sammy, who murdered his girlfriend and only served 6 years and is now out and playing in Fang again. But it was before my band Bomb was on Fang. We missed being on the compilation of all the bands on the label called Them Boners Be Poppin'. But, you know, you talk about your fiend bone, so I said these boners be poppin'. Fiend boners be poppin'.
So, yeah, and because of my celibatarian status, my fiend bone and I meet everyone. We touch everyone. We touch
in
everyone.
In special places. Show me on the doll where Angela's fiend bone touched you. World.
I touched the
Libertarian
parts.
Community. Republican Liberty Caucus. RLC, show me on the doll where Angela's fiend bone touched you. Yeah, I'm literally going to go take a shower and let you guys talk for a second hour for a while. Okay. I may come back.
Filth.
I need one after this.
Oh.
Thank you for your cervix, Jim. Steve.
You're welcome.
Angela.
Good night.
Good night. Worms.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pet Bob the cat. I'm just going to walk up.
This show Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Your turn.
Wow. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting.
Oh, wait, well, that's the wrong one. Just words. Words. All right, I might as well do the old one. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, my above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. Very alternate locus released by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty, toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flow of green pigs out of your backyard.
What?
The Freedom Fiends is covered by BIPCOT, no government license. It allows use by anyone except governments, BIPCOT.org. So I just learned not too long ago that there's a group of people within the alt-right and whatever who have taken a very strong liking to the Angry Birds movie. Are you familiar with this Angry Birds thing?
No.
Okay, so there's an app for your phone. It's not even an app. It's a game. It's a game for your phone called Angry Birds. And it's basically like pigs come and steal the Angry Birds' eggs and build little houses and to protect them so they can eat their eggs. And you have to like fling these birds and to their death in order to destroy their little buildings or whatever to get the eggs back and to kill the pigs that took your eggs. And it's a cute, fun little game. It's kind of plays with physics a little bit. But they made a movie about it, and I'm like, what's the basis for this movie? Just pigs coming to steal eggs? Well, yes, apparently. But apparently, there's a... I'm saying apparently like 80 million times, but there's a film that came out about it, and it was being kind of panned by critics, mostly kind of mixed reviews. Most people didn't like it. But the people who did take a liking to it were these people who have a very strong anti-immigration stance. A little too far, maybe. White nationalists, alt-righters, not all white nationalists, but... and, you know, they're all trying to get people to support it, buy the DVD. They were getting tickets when it came out. And this went over my radar, but apparently... Yeah, they dig it because it has a very strong anti-migrant and anti-immigration message to it, because the little pigs are coming over and stealing eggs, and they have to do everything they can to stop them. Teach your children well.
Yeah, teach your children well. So, what do you think about this?
All right, so in Iran, they will stone you to death if you commit adultery, but... I don't think they should do that. I think instead of stoning the people, what they should do is take the adulterer, put them in an enormous slingshot, and then sling them into a rock quarry. Because if the Iranians can't have democracy, they should at least get to have Angry Birds.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts on the issue, Jim. I don't know if it's in accordance with the non-aggression principle or not. But you have to keep in mind that I am also the person who proposed to Donald Trump that his campaign add a plank to include as part of the wall that they're not going to just build a wall, but they're also going to build a catapult and deport everybody via catapult over the wall, crank it on back, and then Trump himself comes over and just pushes the button and boom, over the...
I think maybe Angry Birds might be his inspiration for running for president. Like, you know, like we got to keep these terrible pigs. They're pigs, okay? Frankly, they're pigs, right?
I don't know. That seems more out of George here. W. Bush than Donald Trump. Well, I was watching a movie the other day.
My Trump keeps evolving. Like yesterday, the other day was Jeffrey Tucker. Everybody said it was Tucker. So Tucker Trump, that would have been an interesting combination.
No, I'm saying that basing your policy on the movie Angry Birds is more of a George W. Bush thing than a Donald Trump thing. Making up your policy because of something a voice in your head told you to do, that's Trump.
Okay. So I'm like kind of like looking at the plot of this Angry Birds movie, and and it's kind of scary if they're taking us as like this is the kind of policy that we want to have in America, which I don't think they're saying, but that's the kind of what they're teaching their kids. The very end of this, so it's a spoiler, if you haven't seen Angry Birds and you're just dying to see it, I'm going to spoil it. I know like all one of you are probably having to turn your radio off now. But I guess at the very end, the Piggy Island is blown up by the pig's reserve of explosives. I guess they figured out a way to blow them up. And then they go in and rescue all the eggs. So it's, I guess, not just it's not even just you know, like keeping them out. It's also going over there and, you know, fighting them over there instead of at home. Which, how well has that policy worked out, Angela?
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck at where the pigs stealing the eggs. I still don't understand that. I don't understand any of this.
I guess they're trying to say that you should fight
them.
How
do foreign wars go, Angela?
Yeah.
I don't understand how the pigs took the eggs. Okay. Yeah. Hard-hitting talk here on Freedom.
Well, she's the anti-war expert. Am I right? Am I right?
No, it's hard.
You're the foreign policy expert. How is the whole strategy of we better fight them over there instead of over here?
It's going very, very well. Right now, our allies in Saudi Arabia are doing an excellent job.
Are those the pigs?
Destroying everyone in Yemen. That's good.
They're not even allowed to eat pigs.
There's a wonderful situation that's developed with Syria because of Syria, going all the way back to when the Obama regime wanted to get rid of their leader Assad because they're like that. And yeah, so I'm going to hell quickly. Last night we learned that both are committed to war crimes, both candidates. And so people have nothing to worry about. After the election or with whoever the new president is, our foreign policy will continue as is and might even become zippier.
Yeah,
zippier is what I'm thinking. Yeah. So. Yeah, no, it's just going downhill quickly. And hopefully with the Empress Clinton, I really think it's good that she and Putin are getting off to an aggressive, angry start, because I think the most important thing is that we keep nuke powers hating each other.
Okay. I think she's just Putin him on.
Okay, so I still don't understand the pigs laying the eggs and Angry Birds. That's ridiculous.
Rushing to stop talking about Putin.
I don't even think it's a metaphor. I think it's just they had a game. It had a kind of dumb premise, but you know the point is just to push the game across. That's what most game stories are, unless you're getting like a more advanced video games where it's almost like a very long movie. But they kind of did it backwards. Like, oh, we're gonna have like these birds and they're gonna fly in these houses and there's like little pigs and you have to kill them. Well, why are they killing the pigs? Well, they're stealing the eggs. They're stealing the eggs. Okay, whatever. Just put that in the game real quick so we can just get on with the game so kids can, you know, play it and we can earn some ad revenue. And then it got so popular that they were like, oh, we'll make a movie out of this. I guess we can make a movie out of pigs stealing eggs. Like, how are we gonna?
They're making a Fruit Ninja movie. Do you know about this?
Well, I don't know what a...
No.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's nonsense.
I know what Fruit Ninja is now.
Why don't you explain what Fruit Ninja is?
Explain to me what like Fruit Ninja is. Like, I don't know. Like, I did
so
3 seconds ago.
The whole way we got onto this topic was I told Jeb about this app that's totally addictive that you should all look into called Super Stick Golf 2. And in it, you're a stick figure and you wear a hat, and the hat gives your golfer special powers. You wear a rubber mask, it makes your ball bounce, it makes your balls bouncier. You have, like, there's one that can make the ball float on the water, there's one that'll get you out of the sand traps, etc. And he said, well, Angry Birds is popular with white nationalists, so he wanted to make sure that the stick figure, despite being white in the little icon, John, was not, in fact, an avowed follower of Adolf Hitler. Which is a question you want to ask whenever you download any sort of arcade game. Is downloading this game a support of white nationalism?
Is it wearing a little red hat that says "Make America Great Again"? That's another concern of mine. It's not the same concern, but it is a concern.
My problem with Fruit Ninja was that every time I played, my score always wound up being 1488. I think it was some sort of message.
Yeah, they're always kind of slipping those kind of things in there.
The Fruit Ninja movie is going to be great, though. Like, there's just going to be people throwing fruit at a dude, and he's going
to
have...
Is it going to have a very pro-Kremlin message to it, so I can take my kids, and they can learn all about how great the Putin is? And
it'll depend who wins this election, so you better get out there and push that vote button so MF and hard.
Yeah.
Smash that vote button.
So, what is worse? Should we work together with Russia and knock out those pigs, or should we should be hostile with Clinton? I can't choose. It seems like we're kind of doomed either way, because the
last foreign policy discussion I got into,
Assad isn't good.
was after the whole Aleppo thing happened, and I was talking to my friend about
what
it
is at
the McDonald's. I was talking to my friend about this at the Kensington McDonald's, and he said...
Which is where all great foreign policy debate starts.
And he said to me, where's Syria? And the woman behind the counter said, oh, she don't come in until 3 today, because Syria was the name of a woman who worked at the Kensington McDonald's. Good times.
This is where we need to have our foreign policy debates, by the way, every time. But anyways,
oh, Anderson Cooper live from Second and Lehigh in North Philadelphia.
Angela, tell me about Putin.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Do you think he's dreamy, Angela?
Should we be friendly with him? Should we ride around on yak back with him?
Well, I don't have to go that far. There could be a sense of a civilized neutrality. How's that?
Okay.
How about being reasonable as opposed to either snuggling with him or sneering at him? How about being normal?
Should we agree to share a queen-size bed with
Justin Trudeau? Why not be aggressive in
Justin
bed?
Trudeau?
A little aggression in bed never hurt no one. Why not that?
Aggression in bed.
Yeah. It's consensual. It's all consensual. All right. There's no unwarranted grabbing of kittens or anything like that. It's just everybody's expecting it. The grabbing is expected.
Somebody asked me what's in borscht. I said beats me.
Why are you killing me with these puns?
Yeah.
Because I know you hate them.
It throws me off every time. Like I had a good momentum going with my Angry Birds, and then pun.
I'm stealing the eggs that is the humor in this episode for I Am a Pig. Yeah, I've been revealed to be a cop. It's the plot twist. It's the M. Night Shyamalan edition of the Freedom. I've been a cop all along.
More pain when we get back.
It's all pain. It's all horror and pain. It's like watching an autopsy.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a radio show.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So you were sticking your tongue out. And what was that all about? Might as well share it with the rest of the class, Angela.
I can be a good radio show host with my tongue hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah.
No,
wonderful.
I just
Gary Johnson, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, which is an outstanding person to be showcasing the libertarian ideas, don't you think?
This is the most exciting race since the Harry Brown race. It's very exciting. Gary Johnson's on television a lot. People are talking about him. They talk about him on late night talk shows. They talk about him in comedy clubs.
What is Aleppo? I mean, that whole thing.
Yeah, he's great. It's very exciting. It's very exciting to see our candidate on television.
Yeah, why isn't he great, really? Now that we're done with all the sarcasm and your tongue sticking out.
I think it's best I don't share with our listeners what's wrong with Gary Johnson. I will just say that for me, I'm very, very excited about what our democracy has done here. This is just a beautiful time. There's so much choice, and there's just so much. And I'm with her. I'm with Hillary.
Ew.
I'm with it. I'm with her. I'm down with her. I'm up with her. It's going to be a great 8 years.
You have
years.
A choice, though. You didn't have a choice anyway.
It's going to be a great 8 years.
Are you talking about her prison sentence?
Yeah. Our prison sentence.
Yeah, our prison sentence. But, I don't know, it seems like every nut party had nominated the worst possible person they could possibly elect. And you think about that for the Libertarian Party for a second. And yeah, he's worse than Austin Peterson. Yeah, yeah. I think Austin Peterson probably wouldn't have made such an embarrassment for himself. But you think he's worse?
I disagree. I think really? He absolutely would have been way worse.
It's a debatable position. Like I totally.
No, it's not. It's not the least bit debatable. Like you put even more, even three cameras in front of Austin Peterson, and he will, the ego will completely take over, and he will say the douchiest things possible.
But look, that's worked so well for Trump this election, so. Yeah,
but Trump has a marketing package for that. He doesn't. He comes off like Brock Turner.
So you think that's even worse than sticking your tongue out at a reporter and going, "Oh, if I just get up there, that's a better option," or trying to be a talk about a foreign option. Policy and then not even know the one of the major players in the Syrian war.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He should have come back with the pigs are stealing the eggs.
Well, yeah. we need to hit their reserve of TNT.
What if the Libertarian Party had a candidate who only ever answered questions with parables and analogies? It would drive everybody insane, like in the long run, but it would be a hoot. Yeah.
So you're suggesting we should run Jesus for president.
Maybe that's... Joy Wehmeyer could be coached up to do this. Like, I should talk to her.
Who
I should
that?
Talk. Joy Wehmeyer is the greatest.
Lovely woman.
Yeah, she's the greatest libertarian candidate in American history. She ran for president this year. So she's maybe 4'10". I've met her. She's a very slight woman. She also doesn't have teeth. And she, you know what else she does have, though?
She's short and has no teeth. That's my kind of woman. Keep going.
And she also has this woman named Becky, who is her spiritual advisor, who only Joy can see. And Becky has advised her since her childhood on crucial issues, including American politics. And Becky is a hardcore libertarian and advises Joy. And Joy's going to be the president. And Becky's going to continue advising her. And America's going to be made Mises again.
So why doesn't Becky, who sounds way more qualified for this position, why doesn't Becky run as the top of the ticket? Why
would it's a two-for-one deal.
It's a two-for-one deal.
Because, well, yeah. And if Joy becomes incapacitated, then you could just have Becky take over. But Becky would be, I don't know how it's going to work with the whole state thing, because the president and the vice president can't be from the same state, and if the vice president doesn't have a physical body, I'm not sure if you could say that they're from the same state.
They're not supposed to be from the same state. Says who?
The Constitution. My magic parchment. Yeah.
Ugh.
Steal the eggs. Steal the eggs.
More egg stealing when we get back.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
My fellow sheep, Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
This whole thing has been absolutely cancer from start to finish, but
and the debates are cancer too.
Explain yourself.
Okay, well, they're dumb, and the candidates are dumb.
That's true.
Thanks for calling.
That's true. No, but that makes okay. But you can't. You sometimes dumb things make for great entertainment. See Dumb and Dumber. See Jerry Springer. See you know Angry Birds. But why was it? Why was it bad? Like, what else? Like, come on.
Nobody,
like,
okay, everybody came in and did exactly what you would expect them to do. And with that, I include the people on social media because everybody came in ready to declare that their candidate won. They did. The candidates read their things. It didn't matter what the questions were. Know the facts.
Know the facts. No, I'm sorry. It was absolutely hilarious. Like I knew it was gonna be great. Usually, I like live tweeting every time there's a debate, and just like rolling my eyes and making fun of both of them. But this one, I couldn't do it. I was just dying laughing the whole time because the first thing that before it even started, I was in tears. Because he actually brought the Bill Clinton accusers to the front row of the audience, not in the town hall, but in the audience. And I was
what
like,
a
oh my
weird
God,
consolation
for
what a weird consolation prize for getting raped is front row tickets to a presidential debate
of the wife you're alleging of the man who accused you of rape, yeah, right?
Yep.
They come, hey, you want to see your rapist? Come on out. We'll fly you out. I'll buy you dinner. It'd be fantastic. It'd be tremendous. You know, so I was like dying from the very beginning. Of course, you know, all the old stuff from the 90s got dredged back up again. Like, we're doing this whole thing again. Like, even though he's not even running for president, it's just his wife. You know, she didn't even care. She was just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. You know, your campaign's already dead anyway. And the whole looming over her, was just hilarious. Everyone thought like, oh, I honestly thought like he was gonna like punch her in the back of the head, give her the old donkey punch, so to speak. But it didn't happen. I was kind of disappointed.
Bill Clinton would never be able to pull off what he did like in this day and age. He'd be Anthony Weiner.
Yeah,
and that's like basically his son-in-law, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
It's just nothing but there's just nothing but perversion in the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's perversion, peanuts. Yeah.
Well, when you get a woman in there, it'll clean it all up. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Something like, speaking of women, you know, Joy is terrific. And I wanted to just clarify that from the last segment. She's wonderful. Hillary Clinton's not.
No, dude. If Joy and Becky were in charge, oh, gosh. Golly gee, this country would be made ghost again.
What?
Make America ghost again. Well, okay, I guess Becky's not a ghost. She's like maybe an invisible friend, maybe an advisor. The only real way to find out would be for Chuck Todd to get Joy Wehmeyer on Meet the Press and pretend that she is like a regular candidate.
How would the vice presidential debate go if she were at the top of the ticket? She would she have to like interpret Becky?
I don't know what Daryl W. Perry for
the, to the eyebrow. Would,
she'd probably choose Daryl Perry or some whack job.
Yeah, as a mediator.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, I'm pretty sure. Well known as her vice president. Oh wait. Oh, you're asking how it would go with Becky as vice president.
Yes, as Becky. Duh.
Oh. Yeah. No, Joy would sit there and, yeah, just
mediate.
Yeah. Yeah, be okay. The in between.
I can see how that would actually made the debate interesting. I don't know if you watched the vice president.
They would make commemorative
mind
t-shirts.
Numbing.
They would make commemorative t-shirts for that debate, but they would only come in medium.
Yeah. The vice presidential debate, there was no redeeming value to that thing whatsoever. It was absolutely horrible.
Oh, yeah. I definitely include that when I say that the debates have been boring and stupid.
Yeah. Let's see. If you remove that one, then it gets kind of fun because, you know, Trump becomes a little unhinged. He wasn't as hinged as he was the first one. The first one was hilarious. He is he's just born unhinged, I guess.
No hinges, Don. That's what they used to call it.
I was hoping that he would, grab a cat or two in this debate. He didn't.
His hands are too small. My cat grabbing hands ain't as big as they used to be.
Okay.
I bet you he was saying, get me out to here. I've used that joke before. Sorry. I apologize.
Anyways, now that you're done making me cringe, no, I thought the debates were absolutely hilarious. I could not stop laughing. And then it kind of got dry towards the end.
Yeah, I thought that's how I felt for all of it.
Yeah, because he started getting into policy and, like, that's not what I'm here to see Trump for. I'm here to see him, like, bring up stuff from the 90s again and, say he's going to throw her in jail, which he did do that, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know how good that would be overall, like having us turn into a banana republic where every election season we just throw the previous president in a jail cell. So we just have people running for president that want to be in a jail cell. For the rest of
their so they just get the freaks.
Yeah. Well, in that career kind of criminals. Scenario, you don't want that because then if you have people who want to like enjoy their pension in their mansion homes, they try to keep it clean so they don't go to jail while they're in office. But if you start throwing people in jail every time they get thrown out of office, which sounds like what he wants to do, then you're going to have a situation where everybody who runs for president knows they're going to go to jail, so they're going to get while the getting's good and be a little tyrant and get everything while they can so they know that they can, it was worth it. You see how my presidential run was for my 4 years? So this
my state representative is going to jail. You know this, right?
No.
Yeah, so my state representative, Leslie Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, she was...
She Acosta someone?
She had, like, not really nationwide, but citywide billing. They were, like, talking about her being a rising star in the Democratic Party. She used to be a social worker, and then she ran for state rep and was aligned with one of the more powerful political families, and she gets this state rep job. And then they did a forensic accounting investigation of this nursing home she used to work at. And it turned out she was skimming the checks of all the old people that lived in this home. Because they'd get like a check from the government every month. And she was pulling a, I forget what movie it was.
Sandpiper.
Yeah, where she was skimming off the top, and yep, and she pleaded guilty and is probably going to jail for like 3 years. A women's jail though, so she'll be fine.
Yeah, I saw that terrible show on Netflix. I know what female jail is like because
Not only did I watch the terrible show on Netflix, I read people's social justice blog posts about what tragedy it is that the main character in that show is white.
She's a white female.
Yeah.
Effing white female.
The equal dignity of black love was not shown in the show. That was the exact.
Yeah, I will give it one thing. It was better than the last half of the debate for sure, Sans the
It was better than all of the debate. Like it's
you're wrong.
The first couple.
Look, if we're gonna have two of the worst people of all of human history, representing who the, oh, come on.
Trump, maybe. Trump, the Trump, possibly. Okay, no, you got maybe Hillary. Also, if she gets elected, maybe her.
These are two of some of the worst specimens of the human race.
I don't think either of them cracked the top 100, I'm honest. Yeah, no. There's just been so many serial killers, and like,
well, serial killers kill what? Like 20 people? How many people are just Hillary responsible for all of her wars? And how many will Trump be? If
zero, because she's trustworthy.
And he's an aspiring mass murderer because he wants to go and bomb people too. So,
well, dream big. Do you want a president who dreams small?
She's dreaming bigger though. Yeah, oh, man. So there's that.
What if at the next debate they were like, all right, how high will the stack of bodies you create be?
It'll be huge. It'll be tremendous. It'll be huge.
Bigly.
Okay, it'll be big league. I'm gonna raise it big league.
Big league.
Huge. It'll be tremendous.
Yeah.
If they would ask a little bit more honest questions on the debates, it would be even more entertaining. But, you know, so long as we have someone up there who's completely unhinged saying he's going to throw a woman in jail and looming over her, you know, and she's showing that she's part of some antichrist body just because a fly landed on her face.
When Trump came to Philadelphia, somebody asked him, it wasn't actually Philadelphia, that would be insane. But the Philadelphia suburbs, somebody asked him, what do you foresee being the biggest challenge you'll face as president? And he said that probably the biggest challenge he would face would be dealing with an electorate that is tired of winning all the time. that they're just winning on everything. And they're going to get sick of all the winning, and they're probably going to come up to President Trump at some point and be like, yo, Donald, can we cool it with the winning? And he's going to say, no, because you've asked me to cool it with the winning, I'm going to win even more, and we're never going to stop winning for our country. Thank you for your question.
So you're basically saying that we'd be like Rodney Mullen. Just say like, okay, I keep winning. I'm going to give everybody else a fair chance.
There's loons out there that think that Gary Johnson is going to win a state. You look so good, I had to cut
my face. Huh?
There's loons out there that think that Gary Johnson is going to win a state and thus deny somebody from getting 270 electoral votes.
Yeah. Because that would stop everything, yeah.
Gary Johnson can win a state and someone could still get 270 electoral votes. They're not mutually exclusive. And only, like, people who are morons or don't know how the system works would think, oh, if Gary Johnson wins the state, no candidate can get to 270. There are hundreds of scenarios in which a candidate can get 270 and Gary Johnson still wins the state.
That's how we're going to achieve anarchy, is no one will be president.
One election at a time.
All right.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, Meow Bit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
To achieve anarchy is just get Gary Johnson to vote, get one state.
Yeah.
Is this how elections work?
Here's how it happens. Even... Yep. Here's what happens. So Gary Johnson wins Utah or Alaska or some other state, Idaho, Wyoming, from the sound of it, because apparently they're ready to make Ron Paul the state obstetrician or whatever. And then it goes to the House of Representatives because they can't agree. Everybody in the House of Representatives is going to decide that liberty is the best way to be. So they're going to go and unanimously choose Gary Johnson, I guess. Because why would they choose the nominee of their party, right?
No, they're
going to just go choose.
Well, considering all of them that are backing out now, it's not out of the realm for them to look to someone else. But yeah, they're definitely not going to be like, oh, yay, Hillary. And if they do get Gary Johnson in, then they're going to be people will be upset, like, oh, you're going to choose the one candidate that only got one state or my democracy. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what would the founding fathers say?
Yeah, I'm sure they're rolling around in their grave right now. I think they're rolling around in their grave that that Gary Johnson is pretending to represent them. I can only imagine what those presidential debates were like back in those days when they used to stick each other's tongues out and bumble in tongues. Woo, woo.
Well, Clinton said she was honest like Abraham Lincoln, and I thought that she is similar to Lincoln in that her honesty and Lincoln both don't exist. So, there you go.
Still going hard on the paint on that one, huh?
Oh yeah, no. You can never make me give up on Insane Clown Posse, a Lincolnism, the KBO.
Miracles didn't do it for you, huh?
Huh?
Miracles didn't do it for you.
Oh, that only increased my love. No, ICP is like Trump. Like my relationship with ICP is a lot similar to like people with Trump. Like anything ICP does just makes me love them more. Like when they announced they were Christians the entire time and they were whoop whooping for Jesus, whoop whoop. Yeah. Only increased my love for them. I'm like, they're the world's greatest trolls. Everybody hates them. Them and Martin Shkreli.
Which, by the way, he's buying 4chan, so he's going to be the king of the alt-right.
Oh, I heard Milo was going to buy 4chan.
Does Milo really have money?
I don't know.
Has that kind of. I don't think he has 4chan money.
Yeah. Well, he is echoed, but. Yeah. Well, I'm serious. The article I saw saying that Milo was going to buy it, the entire argument was, well, Milo's Jewish, so therefore he has money, therefore he's going to buy 4chan. So, I mean, now that I think
about Scarelli, yeah, and they were upset about that because a lot of them are very, very fashy goys, so to speak. So, yeah, that was their problem with Martin Scarelli, which I think it would be hilarious if those two bought it.
They came for my 4chan. And I said nothing, for I was on 8chan, for I am an edgelord. Then they came for my 8chan, and I put their name in parentheses. Then I got banned from Twitter. Then I got banned from Facebook. Then Daily Stormfront ran my 23andMe, and it turned out that I was 164th black. And I got thrown out of Daily Stormer and also Stormfront. Then, by the time my 23andMe results came to my house, there was no one left to care. Pastor Martin Niemöller wrote that in the alt-right in year 2018. And that's what's happening. The year's just going to become ever more current, and the groups are going to get smaller and smaller. But you're interesting people. You listen to the Freedom Fiends. You don't live that way.
But 2048 is way more current than 2016.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep it current, folks.
So I guess that's our solution to fix everything. It's just vote Gary Johnson and magical things will happen in government that'll bring liberty because reasons.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Reasons and the current year.
Yeah. And
someone said, why do you support Gary Johnson? I said, because it's 2016 and also reasons.
I love him.
Oh, man.
If you want to be a libertarian authority, now go start your own podcast. People only become libertarian authorities because people think they have authoritative voices on things. So make a better podcast. Feel like ours. Ha.
Bulbers.com.
Yeah. Which logical fallacy is that, Jim?
All of them.
Admin. Oh, that's the show manager.